Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We got a special guest coming up here. I want to continue with your phone calls. Kurt in New Jersey on the Israel war. Go ahead. Thanks for calling.
Yes, Alex. Hey, you know, it's completely obvious what happened on October 7th. They stood down to create the, reason that they could go into Gaza and try to kill 2 million people. That's exactly what they're doing.
But my job is not to defend Israel or Hamas or Hezbollah, is to get the truth. That's my job is so easy. I don't have to worry about being attacked, because I will be attacked. I don't have to worry about, all I have to worry about is being right in front of God. And Obama, that's Biden, sent $6 billion a month before to Iran. I said Hezbollah was behind it. They later bragged about it. Then Biden defends Hezbollah. Israel doesn't bring up Hezbollah. So there's a stand down. There's a backroom deal with Iran to fund the attack. And then all this goes on. There's a bigger picture here is what I'm saying.
And you were talking about that disgusting rabbi, Shmuley Boteach. He used to go on the Howard Stern show and do disgusting, talking about disgusting sex topics back in the 90s and all that. That guy is a literal demon. You can see it when you watch the videos of him. I just watched a video of him with doing a debate with Piers Morgan the other day, defending the genocide. And I wanted everybody should take on the term genocide deniers and play the language game that they do with us with Holocaust denier and climate deniers.
I am not a genocide denier. And if the Jews were being bombed by a high-tech enemy and were being pushed into the ocean and being killed, I'd be against it. And so that's, I mean, this is just wrong.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I got a point on World War II that I've heard you say many times that it's complete bull, that Hitler, when the war started going down the drain and Germany was losing the war, that Hitler commanded
I appreciate your call, man. Look, I'm not going to defend Hitler. I'm going to throw up. I'm actually done major historical research. I've actually read the writings of Hitler. His secretary, all of them have talked about it. He issued the final solution order in 1943, and the German Central Command General Staff said, we need the resources to beat the Russians. He said, I don't care. Kill them. So to deny that Hitler was exterminating people, you can debate how he did it or where he did it or what numbers. It's just, I'm done. Hitler killed like 8 million Poles, too. 26 million Russians died fighting the Nazis. I don't support the Nazis. I don't like their Hugo Boss uniforms. I don't think it's sexy and cool. And that's what this is all about. I'm not with all the behavior that Israel's involved in, and I'm also not with all the Hitler's a great guy stuff. I'm just done. When Kanye West was here a year ago, all he could do was repeat how much he loved Hitler over and over again, like he was a robot. And how he's a big Christian. Meanwhile, he's out there with his wife's ass hanging out everywhere. It's all a bunch of craziness. And to me, it's two different brands of evil. All right? And I'm done. So it's easy for everybody to be very tribal and pick which group you're going to be part of. All right? I'm not for Israel and the things it's doing. And I'm not for the Muslims and what they're doing. But I don't believe little children in the Gaza Strip deserve to be carpet bombed. And it's wrong. They went, oh, Jones called for carpet bombing. You know, no, no. I said, hypothetically, Israel shouldn't go in. It's a globalist trap. It's going to just end up destroying Israel. But I said, if they were going to go in, they got a carpet bomb all the way through it to get Hamas. Went, oh, he said carpet bomb. No, I said a war game. Just like I've war game Russia and the U.S. having a nuclear war and what Russia may do. It doesn't mean I support nuclear war when I get up here and I war game a nuclear war. So this is all out of control, ladies and gentlemen, and it needs to stop. There needs to be a ceasefire in Gaza. and it needs to be a ceasefire, and there needs to be a peace deal in Ukraine. That's my opinion. That's what I believe. If you disagree, that's fine. We'll be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
All right, Hala Jaber is an award-winning, six-time award-winning former senior correspondent for the Sunday Times and author of books on Hezbollah and Iraq. She's at X under her name. We'll put that lower third under her. And I was on an X Spaces with some folks over the weekend that reached millions of people, and I thought she was articulate, so I thought we'd give her perspective. I believe she's joining us from north of Israel in Lebanon, and she wants to talk about Gaza and the unfolding genocide. And guys, let's put up the U.S. definition of genocide. And when I tweeted this last week, and I got literally 50 million views on X or more, I noticed the totally pro-Israel crowd said, oh, but we don't follow U.S. law. Well, it's international law. Israel supposedly is against genocide, but genocide means directly trying to wipe out a religious or cultural group, either partially or fully. In fact, let's pull up the definition under U.S. law or pull up my original tweet for people. Genocide is the intentional destruction of a people in whole or in part. In 1948, the United Nations Genocide Convention defined genocide as any of five acts committed with intent to destroy in whole or in part a national, ethnic, racial, or religious group. And so I could play these clips of Israeli TV saying, and Netanyahu invoking the Old Testament to wipe out men, women, and children. And it's one thing to go kill Hamas. It's one thing to try to get the hostages. It's another thing to just start in the north and all the way just destroy everything. I said that's the only way they could not have huge casualties would be to level the whole place. But I said they shouldn't do that. That was a war game describing what Israel could do, and I said with Steve Bannon and Eric Prince they shouldn't do that. But that was back in October, days after it happened. Now here we are, and Israel is destroying itself in public opinion worldwide. I would say the ratio everywhere is at least 90% against Israel. So we've reached a tipping point, and you've got people running around saying if you were against any of this, then you're a horrible person. And that's only making people get more pissed. Because I know my audience and I know me. We're not Israel focused. That's not our main focus. We're focused on prosperity and Western values in America. But when you come out and say, hey, it's wrong to say just kill everybody. Well, you're an anti-Semite. No, I'm against genocide. And in fact, those Muslims, those Palestinians are Semites. So, Hala, thank you so much for joining us. I know you've got a lot of information. What is your overall view on this? And with the announcements, they're now going to push everybody into the ocean and take out the final areas in southern Gaza. What this is going to look like and how the world is going to see this. We had the Israeli spokesperson say last Wednesday, he doesn't care if the whole world turns against Israel, including America. And so as bad as Biden is, he's even been balking in this, saying this will be a PR disaster for Israel, not to mention all the innocent people that die. Imagine the images of refugee tent camps being bombed by drones and aircraft and missiles. I mean, if you wanted to demonize yourself, you could not do a better job, in my view. So what is going on, do you think, in the at least the Israeli leadership? We know Netanyahu is in power with 20% of the vote with the parliamentary manipulation. I don't want to say he speaks for everybody in Israel. Israel has nuclear weapons, even if I hated Israel, which I don't. I don't want to get rid of Israel because it's the end of the world. This is a very dangerous moment. What is your expert view on this?
I mean, let's concentrate on what's going on in Gaza. Israel at the moment is conducting a genocide, whether it accepts that definition or that accusation or not. The fact of the matter is they have literally destroyed everything in Gaza. They have destroyed hospitals, schools, residents. They have galvanized it to basically rubble. There is, as of 10 days ago, UN organizations estimated that there's 5 tons of rubble currently in Gaza, which will take years and years and years to clear. They have made a city of 2.4 million uninhabitable. They have killed over 40,000 people. There's about 10,000 under rubble that we know of, and the estimates are expected to be much higher than what we're actually saying now. Amongst those 40,000, there is about 15,000 children, babies, toddlers that have been slaughtered, and many women. About 70% of the toll are civilians. And so Israel is determined, basically, either to wipe out the Palestinians or to get rid of them, you know, as you said, push them out of Gaza into other countries. Now, that particular point is not going to happen because there is a determination amongst all the Arab world, and in particular the neighboring countries with Gaza, both Jordan and Egypt, not to accept that. In other words, Israel cannot push the Palestinians into Sinai in Egypt or into Jordan, although that is Israel's hope. And there are plans by Israelis that talk about it in public, in the open, that they would like to regain Gaza and turn it into some, you know, beautiful coastal resort that is part of Israel, but without the Palestinians. So if that is not genocide, I don't know what is.
Well, why do we see the extreme arrogance by people like Jared Kushner saying, well, there's nothing left of Gaza anyways. We're just going to take it over and build oceanfront property. It's like they're trying to act like villains. I don't understand this.
Yes, they are. And the fact that Israel is doing all this and continues to do all this and has been doing all this is because it has had total blind support by the U.S., by the U.K., by France, by Germany, and the Western world, the main Western countries. So as long as they support it, you know, they pay lip service every now and then by saying, you know, there are too many casualties, casualties should not be happening, Israel should be more careful in how it's conducting itself. But then they go on about Israel having the right to self-defense. Now, self-defense is one thing, but that does not mean it's an open license to kill and murder, which is exactly what Israel has been doing. And it's been doing it because the United States, first and foremost, has allowed it to do it. While it pays lip service, on the other hand, it is continuing with the shipments of arms, without which Israel would not be able to conduct what it's conducting in Gaza. So let's not forget that, every country that has supported Israel is actually complicit in what has been happening in Gaza and to the Palestinian people. Gaza now is literally uninhabitable. Self-defense does not mean bombing every single university, not even bombing. I mean bringing it down, wiping it out. Mosques, hospitals, it's making sure that this piece of territory will be uninhabitable, cannot be habitable in the future when the dust settles and when this war that has been launched is over.
Well, let's speak to that. I want to continue with that, but let me just make just a layman's perspective here. Watching those obvious teenagers walk in the middle of a road towards the Israelis with no weapons and being vaporized by drone missiles, was like watching somebody with a magnifying glass frying ants or someone pulling the legs off a grasshopper. I mean, that's why I said robotic genocide. It's like Mars attacked and we're watching aliens blow up U.S. cities. It's this archetypal defenselessness that okay, some people went and did some bad things to Israel. Great, get them. But this idea that a whole people are to blame, that is the definition of genocide. I cannot be part of this. I just can't imagine what's going on in Israel. From your research, do you think the average Israeli supports this?
Look, what happened is a lot of Israelis at the moment want for the Israelis to conduct or to carry on with this war. A lot of them also are actually quite upset and are distancing themselves from the amount of death in the Palestinian territories. I mean, amongst the Palestinians. But the majority actually really think that what has happened is not enough so far, and that more should continue. So the population at the moment is backing this military offensive. I don't know how much the point is, Alex, is how much are they seeing in as far as the destruction.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Sanctions are actually four sanctions against a few settlers. That's it. This was this in the last
few months. Jabir, let me ask you this question. What is the timetable for the bombardment of Rafah? For those who don't know, 1.5 million+ people herded into a tiny area, blocked in by huge Egyptian barbed wire fences, 75 feet tall, Israeli walls, and the ocean. And we're going to sit here and watch them carpet bomb tent cities. I mean, my God, you could not create a worse PR disaster. So just because Israel has had nothing but support until now, can they not see that it's totally turned? I mean, this is crazy. So let's war game this, which we're not calling for this. We're not calling for the Israelis to bomb Rafah. We're not calling for nuclear war with Russia. When I war game this, it's a scenario. What happens if the Israelis bombard Rafah and these tent cities? What will the world respond to that with?
First, what will happen is you'll have hundreds of thousands of people killed. That's the first thing, including women and children, innocent women, defenseless, innocent women and children. They'll be murdered, slaughtered, basically. Second, the world, it's been 6 months since this war against the Palestinians have happened. It's been 6 months. It's been actually playing out live on our screens, live on social media. You know, during the Holocaust, the excuse of the Western world was we didn't know. We didn't have the technology we had now. Nobody knew what was going on. And it was, you know, they came to it very late. But what is their excuse now? Everyone knows. Everybody's watching this live, including the governments in the U.S. and the Western world and the U.K. And they've done nothing after 6 months. So you think that if they do Rafah, you know, the world is going to change. They will only change maybe when 100,000 people are killed in one go. If that's what they want, then that's the only way this is going to end. Now, we know from everything that's come up, from everything we've read and heard from the Americans, is they are actually trying to get Israel not to launch an offensive or to march into Rafah because they know this will be disaster. Okay? However, the Israelis so far keep on saying that no matter what, we are going to do Rafah. So far, Israel has failed. Israel is also acting in anger. It went in assuming, and it was a false assumption and a presumption by itself, that it would go in, it would take a week, it would wipe out Hamas and release the hostages and conduct the military offensive at once, eradicate, as it said, quote-unquote, eradicate and terminate Hamas. They went in. Hamas turned out to be much better prepared. And 6 months later, the two conditions that Israel wanted are to release, not conditions, the two things Israel wanted to do, achievements, was to release the hostages and eradicate Hamas. 6 months later, it has killed so much and destroyed an entire city and it has not released any hostages except two. And it has not eradicated Hamas, and it will never be able to eradicate Hamas.
All right, Hala, let me ask you that. You're making great points.
It's failed in its objective. As long as it fails in its objective, it will continue. It needs, Netanyahu wants to save his face, basically. He wants something to say to his public, to his audience, look, we achieved our goals. So far, he has not achieved anything except create the mayhem that he has.
All right, so that's my next question, because I really respect your analysis, and I agree with it. But let's talk Turkey here. I don't mean Turkey literally. I mean just in general. I've studied the region. It's fascinating. But I'm not an expert like you that's lived there your life and is in Lebanon. But why does Hamas, with Hezbollah support, go into Israel? I know it's a prisoner exchange. I get that. I know a lot of the Jews that were killed was friendly fire. That's been confirmed. Even the Jerusalem Post admits a 7-hour stand down. So clearly, either Netanyahu or someone under him ordered a stand down. We know there was a stand down. Why would Hamas do this, knowing what would happen to them? A, because it doesn't absolve them. And then B, why would Israel stand down? There's some bigger calculation. And I think some weird double dealing, because we know Israel, and again, when I say this, people say I'm anti-Israel. I'm anti-lies. Israel, in 1976, 77, for those who don't know, as you just said, Hala, did not want a legitimate Palestinian authority with hotels and restaurants and beaches. So they put in Hamas to be radical to discredit all that. And it was very, I'm going to say Western, but very advanced before all this. We know that. So Israel put in Hamas before. They claim they're trying to destroy Hamas now. They stand down for Hamas to attack. What are you hearing? Well, what's really behind this?
Well, I mean, I can't speak for why Israel did or didn't, but we know that Israel has the most sophisticated equipment, the most sophisticated listening devices, the most sophisticated technology and security apparatus that we know of. So what failure happened on that day, whether they wanted this to happen because this was an excuse for them then to go in and do what they're doing in Gaza, I don't know. I mean, I can't tell for a fact. This is what we're reading, what we're hearing, what we know. Like you said, it took 7 hours before there was intervention. In the meantime, why did Hamas... just let's be clear, Alex. Hezbollah did not go in with Hamas. Hamas carried out this operation on its own.
No. I'm not saying Hezbollah was... Yeah. I'm saying Hezbollah...
Okay.
Hezbollah clearly is working with these groups and giving them training. I think even Iran's bragged about that. But separately, what about Israel being involved in the founding of Hamas?
Well, Israel helped, not so much in founding, it helped in allowing Hamas to develop and be formed and be born and carry on, because it assumed that it wanted Hamas to be in order not to have a Palestinian unity. So as long as Hamas was there, it was trying to weaken the Palestinian Authority, the PA. So it supported Hamas, financed it for a while, in order to weaken the Palestinian Authority, which was the main political party of the Palestinians for years. And it played that role for a while until, you know, Hamas then bulked and decided to go its own way, because it realized that also, you know, it's under occupation, it's being dehumanized, and it has the right to resist.
No, I mean, I agree with you. It's just like China.
Yeah.
Communist China was a project of the West, but it broke with the West. That's clear. So now Israel is really trying to eradicate Hamas.
But that's what they say. But how do you eradicate an ideology? I mean, you might kill some leaders, you might kill a few people, you might kill a leadership. But this is. But there's an ideology, and also it's it's never built. This is not built vertically. It's built it's built horizontally. So one leader goes another. I'm going to tell you something else. You have 40,000 people killed. You have children that have watched their parents being slaughtered. You have young men that have seen their wives and their children being slaughtered. What do you think the next Hamas is going to be like? It's going to be much more radical than what we're seeing now. So all Israel has achieved is actually created the next force in the future that's going to go again and attack it, not attack it, resist it, okay, fight back and try to get its freedom. Because bottom line is, Gaza is under occupation. Whether Israel agrees to it or not, it's occupied. The West Bank is occupied. You cannot occupy people. It's a 21st century, 2024. Give me one country in the world that's still occupied aside from the Palestinians, that doesn't have a state aside from the Palestinians, that can't even breathe without permission from the Israelis aside from the Palestinians, that can't leave the areas. It's the largest prison on earth. That's what they call it. Without Israeli permission. Literally, every move they make has to have Israeli permission. Where else has that happened within the Palestinians?
And Hala, stay there. Let's war game this. Look at different scenarios, depending on what the Israelis do and what's going to happen. If in front of the whole world, men, women, and children are bombed as early as tomorrow. I mean, this is going down, folks. I want to be on record. I am not part of this. I do not support this.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Paula Jaber is our guest.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You know, most people, and I'm not putting people down, this is how they operate. They look at things black or white, or they look at things two-dimensional at most. I try to look three, four, fifth, six-dimensional. In my mind, it's so easy to look at 30, 40 moves. It's easier to look 30, 40 moves than the first move I'm going to make, because that first move affects them all. And I've proven that we know how to look 10, 20, 30 moves ahead. And I understand there's a larger global system using the Palestinian-Israeli conflict where some larger global government operation. But to me, the October 7th was wrong, but then I see the stand down and all the weirdness and Netanyahu not wanting an investigation and the money to Iran and Iran openly training and just all this weirdness. There's back deals like the CIA helping get rid of the Shah and really put in the Ayatollah Khomeini. And then they set up Jimmy Carter with it. I mean, there's back channels with these Persians and Islamic groups. I mean, they're not stupid. And they're all into triple, quadruple dealing. Let's be honest about that. So I don't lionize the Muslims or what they're doing, but the children I do lionize, and they're good people on average. And the Palestinian people, you watch this footage of them, they have courage, and they're beautiful people. And so are the Lebanese people and all these folks. And I'm watching them being murdered, and I cannot help it at a gut level to get pissed off about it. But also, you know, Israeli people are amazing people, too. Seeing them be killed is terrible. But I've been critical, saying Israel shouldn't go in. If Israel would have stepped back and just called for sanctions and called for killing the leaders of Hamas, they would have the world's love right now and incredible support. But instead, okay, first you carpet bomb the north. Okay, you're getting Hezbollah. Then they go deeper and deeper. Now they've got all these women and children cornered at the ocean, like Hitler had the British Expeditionary Force at Dunkirk, cornered at the ocean. When the world turned against Hitler, when he bombed those soldiers cornered at the ocean, this is literally Israel about to commit suicide, seppuku. And people say, well, screw Israel. Well, Israel has nuclear weapons. This is going to push Israel in nuclear war. This is crazy messianic stuff. You've got all these Orthodox groups running around with red heifers and just build the new temple, blow up Al-Aqsa Mosque. They're on ABC News. They're on CBS News. And you got all these mainline Christian Zionists that want to push the world and control God and trigger revelation by helping the red heifer and the sacrifice and the Al-Aqsa Mosque being destroyed. Do you really think God wants you to read prophecy and then you hasten it? That sounds satanic to me. Because we know the first Mahdi, the first Messiah, is the Antichrist. So I'm not going to get into all the angles of this, but my spirit tells me this is evil, and I should not support it. I mean, it's very direct, because at the end of the day, I can intellectualize this all day and study it, pour over it, but my gut, my connection to God's most important, my gut tells me this is wrong, and this is potential world-ending stuff going on, just like we see going on with Ukraine and Russia and NATO. No matter what side you're on, this is dangerous. This is playing with fire. So Hala, investigative journalist, H-A-L-A-J-A-B-E-R on X, thank you so much for joining us. I cut you off at the break. We had to take it for stations to join us. Let's war game this. As you started to elaborate, we hit the break. What happens, what's the timetable if Israel hits Rafah with these cornered 1.5 million men, women, and children, or more than that, what's 1.8 million, what is going to happen? What is going to unfold from that if that happens? A. B. How do we stop it?
Well, you stop sending weapons.
All right, she's having a Skype problem. She was having it earlier. Reconnect to her. So let's reconnect to her. Again, folks, we have to hear from these cornered people. Does anybody, I don't care if you're a Christian, a Muslim, a Jew, I mean, can you imagine if the Muslims had a cornered 1,800,000 Christians at the ocean and they're bombing them? What that would do? We have to have empathy, folks. And this thing about, oh, let's just carpet bomb the Middle East. The very same globalists have opened our borders and brought all the Islamists into our countries. They're planning to set us up with this. That's my gut, my analysis is. The New World Order is going to ally with Islam. They want to completely drive them crazy first and set us up. And that's my view on what this is in the Hegelian dialectic. 10 moves out, 20 moves out. In fact, I know that's their move. So for all you Israel firsters, well, Israel, if you really care about Israel, they shouldn't be part of this. This is destroying Israel's image. Plus, I'm going to criticize Netanyahu hardcore when they try to relocate these people here. All right, we're trying to get Hala Jaber back on. There she is on Twitter, very well spoken later there on X. Were we able to get her back? So we're going to get her connected and do that. She's in southern Lebanon, I'm told, so, which is a big war starting there because they got Hezbollah folks embedded there. And this is just a mess. And by the way, if people send me private X messages at Real Alex Jones, I'd love to have Israeli journalists on. I got invited by Palestinian groups and by Jewish groups to go to these areas. And it's not that I'm scared to go there. I'm concerned about the misrepresentation. Because I want to go see what's happening in Gaza. I want to go see what's happening in Israel. Just like I want to go to Russia and cover what's happening there, or go to Ukraine. But you go anywhere, you're then accused of being the thing, and then the story becomes that. But I'll also, in coming days, open the phones up for Israelis to call in and give their take on this, because I legitimately am not the enemy of the Muslims. I'm not the enemy of the Palestinians or the Jews. And I'm so sick of the different camps trying to make me take a side. My side is de-escalating war and living in peace and stopping the globalist program. So that's what I stand for. That's what I believe in, and that's really what I'm trying to get. Hala, you're back with us. You had a little bit of a problem there. You heard all my questions. Go ahead.
Well, the way to stop it is for the U.S. to actually stop sending weapons to Israel. Without those weapons, Israel will not be able to conduct a war in Rafah or a war in Gaza, for that matter. Look, Israel is now also starving an entire population. Do you know that people in Rafah are in Gaza are dying of starvation, literally? You have babies, skeletons. I don't know if you've seen them, Alex. There's about 30 children.
I have four children, including three daughters, one still young. And when I look at these starving children to death, whole war, without formula, without milk, it tears my guts out.
Exactly. And then you have thousands and thousands and thousands of trucks with the humanitarian aid lined up literally across the border. All they have to do is open a gate and let them in. Instead, the U.S. is building a port that's going to take about 2 months to finalize or to finish in order to send, you know, some humanitarian aid or meals, for that matter, to the Palestinians, when you can actually flood it within hours if you open those gates. So this begs the question, why is this port being built? What is the objective? Why are they trying to not send the aid that is desperately needed at the moment and is already available just across the border into Gaza? Instead, they're making all these people wait. In the meantime, people are dying of starvation for a port that we don't even know what the main objective is. I mean, it's supposed to be under the pretext of humanitarian aid and to help the Palestinians. But there's a lot of talk that it's probably more political. It's a way to actually force Palestinians to eventually leave Gaza. They're making the place so uninhabitable that when the end comes, you know, the Palestinians will have no choice but to leave. They're forcing them to leave, basically. So this will be another forced displacement, eviction of a people, of a population from the country.
Won't this be the biggest yet in Israel's history?
Sorry, I couldn't answer that.
Won't this be the biggest displacement since 1947?
It would be the second biggest displacement. Yeah, the 1948 one was large, and this would be even bigger. In 1948.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
The Palestinian lip service. There is an axis of resistance which runs basically. It's Yemen, Iraq, Syria, and Lebanon. They're supporting the Palestinians in a militarily way, physically. They're trying to also sort of put pressure on the Israelis and the U.S. And the U.S. and the U.S. and its allies, basically, by conducting certain things, like Yemen is conducting the boycott of Israeli ships, and the Westerners are protecting it from Babel, from the Red Sea. You have Hezbollah in the South Lebanon or North Israel is also putting pressure on the Israelis by conducting another sort of war across the border there. You have the Iraqis resistance also conducting certain attacks against American bases, both in Iraq and Syria. These are the only countries supporting Palestinians or Gaza militarily. The rest of the Arab world is supporting Gaza, but mainly by lip service, you know.
Let me ask you another question, because I like to think 10 moves ahead. I know you're a smart lady, you can too. They've brought in record numbers of Islamic military-aged men. We know the CIA likes to use Muslims as cutouts and mercenaries they hire. Then they blame Muslim countries. They've done it over and over again. They said it in Russia, I believe. They have it overwhelming. They've thought ahead how unpopular this is. I would expect in massive terror attacks in Europe and the United States, and credit will be taken by Hezbollah, Hamas, probably staged, to then legitimize what Israel just did. Even though it doesn't make sense, the way the media will run it, I'm really concerned about false flags.
No, Alex, I disagree with you. I'm sorry. Look, Hezbollah or Hamas have never, ever conducted terrorist attacks anywhere.
No, you just missed what I said. I said the globalists, they will stage it and blame them.
Oh, stage it and blame them. I mean, they blame that for everything under the sun, so what's new? The fact whether there will be terrorist attacks in the U.S. or the West, I don't know. But yeah, they're not creating a climate of peace. They're creating a climate of animosity, anger. And when people get angry, you know, there are always, always elements that you cannot control that will go out on their own and carry out certain things. We've seen this happen in the past. We've seen it happen during the Iraqi war. We've seen it happen post the Iraqi war. We've seen it happen during the Syrian war, et cetera, et cetera. Now, I don't want to sit here and predict about what's going to happen in the future, but it's bleak if the Palestinians are continued to be massacred like they are, if there is no proper resolution, if there is no proper solution for the Palestinian issue, if we see more tens of thousands of people being killed, yes, the Muslim world eventually will blow up. It will not accept this. There is so much people can watch and take without them getting angry and doing something about it. This is not to say that they are going to go and carry out attacks against anybody, but they will have to try and find another way of supporting the Palestinian brethren.
And that's exactly what I'm saying. So now we're talking chess and not checkers, and you can see it. In closing, any other points you'd like to add? I've been asking the questions. You got 4 minutes, to make the other points you want.
Well, there's also another thing. I mean, I find it very, very disturbing that the Western media never touches on the Palestinian issue and the Palestinian women issue. You know, you remember the Me Too that blew up in the face? You know, Me Too. Well, there is a Palestinian Me Too scenario going on. Palestinian women are being subjected to sexual violence, to rape, to sexual abuse by Israeli soldiers. Not only are they being occupied, bombed, and killed, they're also being sexually abused by Israeli soldiers in Gaza and in the prisons, and not a single Western media is planning or deciding or even talking about it yet. And we have actually statements, we have witnesses, not witnesses, we have women that have talked about it. We have UN reports saying that there's evidence for that, okay? Yet on October 7th, there was hearsay, no evidence to this day, no proof, no nothing, and stories about Hamas conducting mass rapes went viral with no evidence. These stories have been debunked, and they still continue to be repeated as if the truth. Yet on the Palestinian side, you have UN reports talking about it. You have evidence saying that this has happened, and Western media are turning a blind eye as if Palestinian women are less equal or have less rights to any other woman in the world. And I find that abhorrent, actually. So that's why I'm hoping that I brought this up on your show, and that you will take this up, Alex, and you will do another program and discuss the Palestinian women and what's been going on with them, and look at the reports and look at the tweets that have been going on the last few days about them.
I will. You make great points, and I would just encourage you to get an external microphone because you're making great points, but it's a little bit garbled, so it costs about $10. Listen, that was only 2 minutes. Anything else you'd like to add?
Sorry about the garbage.
It's okay. It's overall coming over. I'm telling you, get an external microphone. They're super cheap. They work great. We want to hear your beautiful voice. You got 2 minutes left. Any other things you want to add?
No, I hope you heard what I said about the Palestinian woman. I'd like to remind everybody that this is the one war where there is over 1,000 children limbless. They have amputations. They've been amputated without anesthetic. You have women at the moment giving birth without anesthetic. The conditions are vile. The conditions are subhuman. The people in Gaza are paying a very high price, and God only knows what that price is for. This self-defense is one thing. This is not a license to kill. This, you know, they are eradicating the Palestinians, and people in the U.S. and everywhere should know that their government is supporting what's going on and are complicit in what's going on in Gaza.
All right. Thank you so much. How do people find you, Hala?
I'm on X, on Twitter, and that's how I go by my name, so I'm not hiding.
All right, thank you so much. I want to be 1,000,000,000% clear, folks. There's back channels with the Islamist leaders, with the globalists in Israel. They haven't overwhelmed them. There's a larger master plan here. America must morally not support this. We're being set up. And Israel, I tell you, a lot of you are smart. You are being set up. Stop it. Napoleon said, never interrupt your enemy when they're destroying themselves. I am not your enemy. Damn it. And this is bad. This is not good. This is a setup. That was a stand down. There is backroom deals with Iran. I can smell it and I can see it. And those children do not deserve to die. Remember Madeleine Albright on 60 Minutes in the middle of the Clinton administration? They tripled the sanctions that Bush put on them. Millions died. Half of them children. By the time they were done, it was a million dead kids. This clip's from the middle of it. They cut off the medicine, the penicillin, everything. Iraq's mainly desert. They were importing all their food, most of their food and most of their medicine, and they killed a million kids. Those children didn't deserve that, folks. And people say, well, you're just a wimp. Let's kill all the Muslims. Folks, the very globalists are bringing them in and pissing them off. It'd be bad enough to say, let's hit them with a bioweapon and kill all the Muslims. I wouldn't support that, but I get the logic from a perspective. But the globe is a war game. I don't support that. But the globalists are running an operation where they're going to piss the 100, the billion, 800 million Muslims off. This is all part of a larger plan, people. And I'm on Team Humanity. I'm for everybody. I don't want to be conquered by Islam either. I'm glad Spain 800 years ago kicked the invasion out. I understand Islam's expansionary. Our governments are bringing them in while attacking them and killing them to piss them off like a beehive. Got a beehive in the backyard. They go over and hit it while we're having a picnic. It's meant to get us attacked. All right, I just did 3 hours without a plug because I get so upset during covering stuff like that. It's very hard to even come on here and plug stuff because it feels weird to even do it. But I'm not going to be here if you don't support us. Infowarsstore.com, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, the Purest Iodine, the Missing Link, X3, 40% off, Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy, Turbo Force, X3, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, and so many other products at Infowarsstore.com. If you support us telling the truth, want to continue to see us go on, go to InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139. Also, we have a great sponsor, DrJonesNaturals.com. All the nano silver products not available at InfoWarsStore that were bestsellers are available at DrJonesNaturals.com. The super blue toothpaste with the nano silver, the iodine, the tea tree, the all organic oils, peppermint, you name it, no fillers, no fluoride. The immune swish and swash swish and swallow gargle, the wound gel. It's all there with other great supplements at drjonesnaturals.com. That's drjonesnaturals.com. Ready to ship to you. Everything is in stock. The Kaba Chill, the Rocket Rest, the Primal Energy, the organic toothpaste. It's all there at drjonesnaturals.com. I want to thank you all for your support. All right, I'm going to do 5 more minutes ahead of our guest host, the great Gerald Celente. I'm going to make sure he's here today. Sometimes he's not. Taking over. Got a few other news items. I didn't hit Kate Middleton, all the cancer. I didn't hit a bunch of this, but I tried my best. World War III has already begun. I'm trying to stop nuclear war. We'll be right back.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.